2001 was a good year for me. I just reached my first quarters at the French Open, so my ranking was now top 25 maybe. So once sort of Wimbledon came around, I feel like I could maybe have a bit of a run. When I saw the draws, I thought maybe there is a chance to play Sampras in the fourth round. Sampras, to me, was one of those heroes. Was actually also compared to quite a lot because of the one-handed backhand. Just the way, I guess, we played, but he had all the records, I had none. So I remember the corridor walk, and just that feeling was crazy. And then that first moment when you start hitting with Pete, I had ice-cold hands, and I remember hitting the ball, and then Pete was hitting the ball back to me, obviously, in the warm-up, and I was thinking to myself, this is so cool. I am so lucky. This is incredible. But I just felt, my God, I'm playing well. Anything can happen.
What hands this man has.
And then I had this dream of a return on match point where I just felt if he goes wide to my forehand, I think he's in big trouble, and that's exactly what he did.
He's done it! The champion is out!
He's off to two.
7-6, 7-7. I ran to the net, didn't know how to shake his hand, and we had this awkward handshake. It was like disbelief, had tears in my eyes, and that moment never gets forgotten. It's incredible how vivid it was for me, and still today. So a lot of people were talking about this, the passing of the torch.
But maybe the baton in tennis has passed to a new generation. Federer can hardly believe it.
It's definitely a milestone and a moment and a breakthrough time in my career, no doubt.
19 years of age, in his first ever appearance on the center court of Wimbledon, he has put a 7-times champion in 5 extraordinary sets.
My life definitely changed in a major way.